Good afternoon and welcome to Motti Radio. My name's Andrea. I'm the SUEC. I am based at head office and I am the Service User Empowerment Coordinator. So we've met a few times before and thank you for coming once again to do this podcast. So I am here with...
Abednego.
Ali.
Thank you. And so you're both ex-service users of this company. So I just wanted to ask, jumping straight in. So how has your journey been? We'll need your answers one at a time, if that's okay. But how has your journey been?
Yeah, not bad. He has the ups and downs, round and round.
Okay.
But in the end, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's been educational.
Okay. Yeah. So you were based at a service in Enfield. And how did you find that service?
Yeah, I found it was really good.
Yeah?
It was supported, 24-hour support. And everything was really good there.
Okay.
The staff were kind, they were friendly. Manager was good.
Okay, okay. So how long were you actually with the company for?
Me, over 8 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Because I moved from one project to another.
Oh, really? So where were you at before? What area?
Southgate and then Enfield.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've been with them for 3-4 years, maybe. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Because when I came out of hospital, they showed me Motula.
Right.
And my parents wanted me to move in there. Therefore, it was the best place to move in there.
Okay. So, you being at those particular services, they're about like semi-independent, aren't they? So, you were already cooking, doing all those things for yourself.
Yeah. Staff gives you support, whereas... They would, before we get self-medicate, they would dispense the medication to us.
Uh-huh.
And key working session was, we rely on that because it makes us feel better when they reassure us.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool, thank you.
The medication, after you're self-medicated, they'll look at you. Maybe in the future, they'll move you into a council housing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So tell me a bit about, going from transitioning from... been given medication to self-medicating. How quickly did you transition from one to the other?
Well, you don't get self-medicated in hospital.
Yeah.
But with Mezza Morti, they will give you a test. They'll self-medicate you and then come and check on your medication.
Okay.
Just to make sure you take it, because a lot of people don't take their medication and some die and...
Yeah, some people relapse.
Yeah, so you have to take your medication.
Okay. How about you, Ali?
Same as he said.
Yeah.
Taking medication for years could affect your body health as well, maybe. I don't know.
Side effects.
Side effects.
Yeah,
as well,
definitely. Yeah. Well, you seem to have done very well. So, I mean, you are definitely come out the other side of it. Now you're living in your own flats and things like that. So, can you tell me a little bit about that, living on your own away from... Mason Moti, away from staff, away from, all of that things, all those things. How does it feel?
My family supports me, so it's not a problem.
Okay.
I'm not good at doing stuff, but they'll help me cook, they'll help me do stuff like that.
Yeah. Doctor said the most important thing is your medication. So before you move on from Mezza Morti, they really, really make sure you could handle yourself, take your meds.
Okay, okay.
Like when I was in hospital, I was coming out, they made sure I could cook.
Right, yeah.
They asked me to make a meal.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, everyone was eating it.
Nice. So what did
wasn't
you cook?
Don't really recall, but I remember cooking. There's like kitchen and hostel. I used to go there and cook food and that.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, bubbling squeak and apple pie in the oven, stuff like that.
Oh, fair enough. So kind of oven food. So when you were at your services, what types of stuff did you cook? Did you get support from staff to cook then, or did you just teach yourself?
They did support me to cook in Motula.
Yeah?
What? Yeah, they prompt us to cook and clean.
Yep.
Okay.
All the time.
Because
they know eventually we're going to have to do it for ourselves.
Exactly. That's the whole point, isn't it? It's about recovery and independence. And that's the major part of it. When you're there in the services, it's about being, shown how to do those things if you can't already do it for yourself.
Correct, correct.
So in terms of living on your own now, away from it, how different is it? Are you managing to keep place tidy? Are you managing to keep things
It's been like the same at Motula.
Not much
difference, but just you got more space and you got your own freedom as well.
Yeah, because
more freedom.
Because you're on your own, you got to remember to do those things.
Yeah,
you just schedule maybe 2 days in a week where you do those things.
Well.
And then you won't forget it.
That's cool. That's cool.
Just remember you had to do this today.
Mm.
Yeah. Planning is very well.
Mm. Yeah, I think that makes a big difference as well. I think having a schedule and having things planned on certain days when you're going to do things makes life a bit easier.
Yeah,
well.
No one there to prompt you, like I'm saying. You have to remember.
Mm.
Make sure you do it. It's not very hard.
So I have to say that I've been acquainted with you both but through some of the events that we do here, like the Christmas party, which you were just talking about.
Yeah, it's really good every year. Once a year, time goes quick, so it's not a problem.
It's so nice to see you both come back as well. So what do you think about how... I mean, obviously, you must have been to a few of them since you've been here.
Five, six, seven, maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a lot. So
I've been to about 15.
Really?
All over.
He's always dressed up in a nice suit.
I know.
Yeah, he should have won the awards last year, though.
I know. But he always looks smart. He always looks smart. Puts the effort into the outfits, indeed. That's what I noticed about you the first time I went to one of the Christmas parties as well. Okay, so in terms of your relationship to here, how do you feel about now being ex-service users but still coming back to the company? How do you feel about that? Do you feel welcomed? Do you feel...
Yeah, very welcome. We're used to it.
Yeah.
We're used to it.
Is it nice to have something to come back to sort of kind of, you know, for memory's sake,
absolutely.
I suppose,
like,
for nostalgia?
We still provide activities. Still provide activities that we could go and do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we was there, we had a lot of activities like bingo and going out.
Okay.
When I was in Casamonte, we used to go out for dinner and stuff like that.
Okay, went south end, they took us south end, went to Blackpool.
Yeah.
Took us
Blackpool, really?
3 days there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know what he didn't want to do.
So you both met when you were at Enfield?
Yes.
Motivilla.
Friends since then.
You've been friends since then and you've remained friends. Yeah. So tell me a bit about that, because obviously... sometimes we don't see people make friendships that last as long as
everyone Motulo became friends with everyone, not just me and him become friends, but we became friends with everyone.
Yeah,
we respect each other, like you say hello and everything, good morning, I don't know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
when you wake up in the morning, you say good morning.
So you have things in common.
Yeah we like doing
like playing PlayStation.
The same things.
PlayStation.
Okay. Yeah, occupy our mind.
Mm.
And then when you have a friend that goes through the same stuff as you, you can learn something from him.
Mm.
You talk to him, and I've realized like when you can cope, over time you get to a position where you wonder why you can't cope, and then you start to think you need to find coping mechanism to help you to cope, and that's what we do for each other.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's so cool. Mm. That's so cool. So. Basically, when you need someone to talk to, you've got that person to bounce off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything you want to say, Ellie?
No. I don't know what to say.
It's nice. I have to say that it's a lovely thing to see you come back and say hello and, like, you know, ring the doorbell and come in and chat to us and stuff. It's really cool. Yeah. And it's so nice to know that you've got a friendship that's lasted and you still support each other. I think that's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And definitely for what we do at Mason Moti, it's definitely a success story. Yeah. So
we're saying why we come back and say hello and stuff like that, we appreciate what's been done for us.
Mm.
You know, because even when I went to hospital, there wasn't any room.
Okay.
So I like the way Mezamota keeps it flowing.
Yeah.
Someone there waiting to branch out
and
come and support accommodation, it won't take that long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know a friend been in there for 8 years and I helped him out, told him what to say to the doctor, stuff like that. Now he's out and he's all right.
Well,
yeah.
So maybe you can come back and give other people advice on how to do things like that as well. That would be really good.
That'd be really good if you overcome it. My doctor said, this mental health is curable,
and I believe her. I agree.
So if I learn how to get rid of it, get the cure, I would like to teach other people and help them as well.
That's fantastic. That's amazing.
Yeah, because the key workers and managers in the building, they was asked, are you here to help? And I think if you could help someone, why not?
Yeah.
It'd be a privilege.
We would love to have you. Sure. we'd be privileged to have you. Seriously, it would be really cool. Okay. You want to say anything, Andy?
Well, support house wasn't that bad. Time went really quick there. Mm-hmm. Friends, barbecue activities, and stuff like that.
So you didn't step down then into like floating support first. You went straight from like supported to your own independent living. So was it a shock or was it okay?
It was all right. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah? But you said you got your family around you as well.
Family support, yeah.
Okay. So you're ready for your transition?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, well, thank you very much for coming and having this chat with me.
It's okay.
This is the end of the podcast. Thank you. And, hopefully we'll see you back again. At some point working with the company and helping and support other people so that they can be success stories just like you. Thank you so much.
Okay.